We will read a preparation passage for the study of Tess from Rabash's article, What a Torah and Work in the Way of the Creator. A preparation for the test, for the study of tests. One is unable to do anything for the sake of the Creator. Only the light of the Torah will correct the heart. For the heart is called desire. And by nature, it is a desire only to receive. But how can a person go against nature? This is why the Creator said, I have created the evil inclination, I have created the Torah as a spice. It follows that he's not studying Torah for the intellect to understand, but he's studying in order to understand so as to achieve dvekut with the Creator, who is clothed in the Torah. And this pertains to the heart. Through the light he will receive, it reforms him. Meaning that the will to receive for his own sake can receive a force from above that enables it to work for the sake of the Creator. We'll read it again. One is unable to do anything for the sake of the Creator. Only the light of Torah will correct the heart, for the heart is called desire. And by nature, it is a desire only to receive. But how can a person go against nature? This is why the Creator said, I have created the evil inclination, I have created the Torah as a spice. It follows that he's not studying Torah for the intellect to understand, but he's studying in order to understand so as to achieve tzvekut, adhesion with the Creator, who is clothed in the Torah. And this pertains to the heart. Through the light he will receive, it reforms him. Meaning that the will to receive for his own sake can receive a force from above that enables it to work for the sake of the Creator.
Approach the test.
So reading in Tas, first part, first volume, in the list of questions, we are in question 75. What is the meaning of he is one and his name is one? Or he and his name is one. So answer to question 75. He indicates the light in Ein Sof. His name implies the will to receive in Ein Sof, called Malchut of Ein Sof. One indicates that there is no disparity of form whatsoever detected there between the light, which is he, and the Kli, which is his name. Rather, it is all light. Question 76.
If there are any questions, then please, but I don't feel any questions.
So question 76, what is the name Ein Sof, no end or infinity? Answer 76, before the restriction, the name Ein Sof implies that there is no Sof, end, or Siyum there whatsoever, since Bchina Dalet, the fourth phase, also receives the light. Thus, in that place, there is no reason to stop the light and form a Sof, Siyum, end, or conclusion.
And why is it called Ein Sof, infinity? Because there's no end to the spread of the light. The will is entirely open to receive the light. Continue.
Question 77. What extends from the will to receive that is contained, included in Ein Sof? Again, what extends from the will to receive that is in Ein Sof? Answer to question 77, the creation of the worlds and their entire contents. It restricted itself in the fourth phase in order to uncover the worlds down to this world, where it is possible to turn the form of reception into a form of bestowal.
Okay.
Yes, in the creation of the worlds has to happen in order to reach a state from the stage in which it emerges from the light until it reaches a state where it's a vessel that's independent, seemingly with no connection to the light. For all of that, you need to have a cascade from the top down in order to allow the created beings to be independent of the creator. Continue.
Question 78. What is the reason for the restriction of the light? Again, what is the reason for the restriction of the light? The answer, 78. Malchut of Ein Sof regarded the equivalence of form with her maker as embellishment, which could only be achieved by the creation of the worlds. This is why she restricted herself.
Meaning that the restriction was made so as to allow a state, a place where the created beings can show themselves to be self-determining.
What does it mean? Malchut knew what was going to happen, that later on all the worlds would be formed, or...
It's not that she knew ahead of time. Nobody... It doesn't even matter. What matters is for the lack to be revealed, the lack that was revealed in Malchut, where she feels that she has no place to express herself, to show herself that she has a desire, a will that disagrees with the Ein Sof, with the infinite light, wants to be revealed. And so there was a restriction from there on. The shame that appears in Malchut Ein Sof obligates Malchut Ein Sof to restrict herself and to then show her own actions from herself. From that moment on, you have existence for the created being.
What does the restriction add to the Malchut in a way that it enables the creation of the worlds?
She doesn't want to agree with the way it was created by the Creator originally. She needs to add to this her own being, her own will. And so the first thing she does is to make the Tzimtzum, the restriction. She wants to show herself to be self-determining and to perform an action of equivalence of form, let's say, to get rid of the shame, all sorts of states that she feels. Without the restriction, there is no creation. Creation exists only after the restriction.
Where comes this confidence that after I, Malchut, will restrict myself, I'll be able to...
I don't know, but she's incapable. Look, she doesn't plan all sorts of things ahead of time. In spirituality, it's called, there's nothing partial in spirituality, right? Everything that's done in spirituality is done because it's forced. It's 100% my desire and I can do nothing else. That's what happens. And so Malchut of Ein Sof cannot remain, whatever happens, feeling better off dead than alive, right? In every spiritual action, it has to be like that.
It's a very nice lesson. Really, I very much enjoyed what he said about America. He says, what is the embellishment of Malchut Ein Sof, equalizing the form of her maker? What is the embellishment?
Because it's not crucial. She can remain full, but feeling shame or a little difference between her and the emanator, that's not what actually compels her to perform the action. She can not perform the action, but she wants to come to equivalence of form with the Creator. It's as you feel yourself, well, maybe I can tell that about you, but where you feel shame towards someone who honors you, respects you, and you want to do the same, to reciprocate. Can that be?
I got you. He says that she restricted herself. Malchut of Ensof restricted what? Why does she need to restrict herself? How?
From reception. The will to receive itself, she cannot restrict. Because she didn't build it, but to restrict the act of receiving, she can do that. And so it's called a restriction. The desire, the will remains. The fulfillment is gone.
Maybe this is why she said Malchut of Ensof wanted to achieve equivalence of form with her maker.
By that, she wants to equate with the Creator, to equalize herself. The Creator is the bestower. She receives. She's the opposite of the Creator. So she is in disparity of form, opposite. By not receiving, she doesn't yet gain equivalence of form, but at least she's not the opposite.
Sorry, he wants to equalize her form. I don't understand.
Malchut of Ensof.
Who?
Malchut of Ensof wants to come to equivalence of form with the Creator. And so the first action she takes is the restriction. It's mandated.
Safon 2.
Please tell me, what is the purpose of Ein Sof being hidden from us, concealed from us?
It's not hidden from us. You hide it because of your disparity of form, your lack of equivalence of form with it. It's all measured according to identification, right? Equivalence of form or a mismatch. So that's what you see. We don't feel many phenomena which occur between us, within our bodies, around us in general. We don't feel them because we are not in equivalence with them. The moment we begin to acquire qualities of bestowal, we will begin to feel more and more phenomena occurring in the world, and that's how it will be revealed. The revelation of the Creator to the created beings depends only on equivalence of form. Continue, Michael.
Question 79. Which kind of reception would be regarded as bestowal?
Yes.
Which kind of reception would be regarded as bestowal? The answer to question 79, receiving only because it gives contentment to the giver.
Yes, the created being who is the will to receive alone, that doesn't change. If it receives in order to bestow contentment upon the maker, the giver, then he's called bestowing, bestower. And if it receives in order to be content himself, it's called reception, receiving. It's very simple. Give to.
When we are connected as a 10 and we become the created being, how does it happen that we receive in order to bestow to the Creator?
If you're capable of bestowing upon the Creator, then you will receive. It's according to your preparation in bestowal, mutual bestowal towards each other, where you can truly check and see if you can bestow upon each other. Accordingly, you generate a united single force of bestowal to the Creator, and it's called from the love of the created beings to the love of the Lord. And accordingly, you will feel that He bestows upon you. The Creator bestows all the time, but you all need to open yourselves up through the same action of bestowal towards Him, and then you will feel how much He bestows upon you.
А что значит, ну вот как бы принимать эту отдачу, которую он нам будет давать?
What does it mean?
Как бы не ради себя, а вот все-таки ради него.
That we will receive, we stole from him not for us, but for him.
So with respect to the friends, you can feel it. When you do it because of the friends and not because of yourself, then you will be able to come from that to discernment. Discernment that you're doing it not for yourself and not for the friends, but rather for the Creator. the higher degree, you, all of you, connect with mutual bestowal between yourselves on the highest degree, and then you will reveal that will reveal to you what it means to bestow contentment upon the Creator. The Creator is your sum total. Okay?
When I receive for the friend in our connection, is our connection also according to our adhesion between us, when my love to him is higher than the gifts I can receive?
Otherwise, how can you receive for yourself?
Michael.
Yes, we are in question 80. What is the purpose of the restriction? What is the purpose of the restriction? The answer to question 80, to turn the form of reception into the form of bestowal.
No, 82.
Why didn't the restriction create a sof, an end? Again, why didn't the restriction create a sof? Answer to question 82, the restriction was not because of the disparity of form that appeared in the will to receive that wanted to correct it. It was only because of the embellishment, without any necessity and coercion.
Again,
the answer to question 82, the restriction was not because of the disparity of form that appeared in the will to receive that wanted to correct it. It was only because of the embellishment, without any necessity and coercion.
And therefore, the restriction was equal in all directions. The OM one.
I didn't understand in this item the question or the answer.
Michael, read again.
Question 82, why didn't the restriction create a sof?
We say, Malchut de Ensof, Malchut of infinity. So you have Malchut of Ensof, who is full of the O, of the light of Ensof, and you have the Malchut of Ensof, who is devoid of the light of Ensof. And the restriction, as we learned in part one, was equal in all directions, for all sides. It wasn't in the form of a triangle or square, but round. So he gives you an answer. Why is it completely round on all sides? Because there was an equal attitude towards all sides of Malchut and Sof. Read again.
Answer to question 82. The restriction was not because of the disparity of form that appeared in the will to receive that wanted to correct it. It was only because of the embellishment, without any necessity and coercion.
You simply reject everything that comes to you from the host. You don't want anything, from the smallest to the greatest. You don't want to be the receiver, and therefore the restriction is round. And it's like the host wants to give you everything in the same way you don't want to receive anything. And you don't take into account what's more, what's less. To begin with, there are no calculations. And that's why the restriction was made and Malchut in Sof remained empty in every respect. Queens 2.
Good day, dear Rav. We learned that the restriction of the light, this Rishimo, this seal, keeps the plan within it. And this invites a deficiency, leaves a mark.
That's correct. That happens after the Tzimtzum, after the restriction. Tel Aviv 1.
If I understood correctly, in Malchut of Ensof, all of the gap between the will to receive for oneself and the light was exposed. Is that correct?
Yes.
And this awakens the shame, and this is the motivation for the change.
That's the reason for the restriction.
The shame.
Yes.
And then what happens?
Then after that, you keep using that feeling of shame. It's used and utilized because you don't want in order to receive. That the Shemor remains always. Where Malchut of Ensof guards herself and cannot receive under any circumstance except in order to bestow.
And this is what we call Gemar Tikkun, final correction.
Yes, Petach Tikva 6.
Rav, how can we restrict everything, everything?
You can imagine it's like an instinctive action on the side of the created being, feeling shame, discovering itself to be receiving from the host. You sit at the host's table, you receive, you're under his influence. He influences you, bringing you all sorts of things. Everything is nice and well, and you become fuller and fuller, and you feel his love, his warm attitude that fills you completely, and suddenly you feel that you are the receiver. And from that moment on, you cannot tolerate the current situation, and then you restrict.
Is this a single decision or a process?
It's a decision, a single decision. The process comes later, but the decision is singular. Turkey 3.
The light which is in the Malchut the Ein Sof is our Pnimi?
Is the light in Malchut of Ein Sof inner light?
Again?
Lord. The light in Malchut of Ein Sof, inner light. Rav, no, it's not inner light, it's the light of Ein Sof. Inner light will happen after Zivug de Haka'a, striking through coupling, when Malchut decides how much it will receive or not. That's called internal. It actually receives it inside. Spain 1.
Quando scrive che fuessero pure la
dote
sin necessità di coacción, quiere decir que por que es por
that he restricted himself in every direction. Can that be called freedom of choice in a way?
No, there is no freedom of choice here. Here, these are all mandated, necessary answers over the will to receive without any choice. It simply has to do it because it feels this way. There's no freedom left for it.
Maktu.
Boker Tov, Rav. Ma kavana bekishut ba'alma.
Good morning, Rav. What does it mean that there is a potential connection? It means the system doesn't see how to restrict, how to correct itself yet.
It doesn't matter. It can't remain in the state that it was. Anything else, besides shame that I now feel, would be better. I'm better off dead. I'm willing to die, but not to feel shame. And also for us, even in this world, we see that people are willing to die so long as they don't have to go through shame.
So she sees only the shame and doesn't know how to correct herself yet?
No, of course, you can't think of anything besides that. You can't think a few actions ahead. In spirituality, that does not exist. It is considered that there is no partial thing in spirituality. When I perform an action right now, I just want to do that and nothing beyond it. It doesn't exist for me. In spirituality, there is wholeness. Every action is whole, complete. It cannot be that I'm thinking about the final correction, I'll reach that. What he's telling the host, just you wait. Now I'm going to make a restriction and I'll be able to come to you and eat everything. Is it what you think he's doing?
So from here it's concealed, it's in potential?
What do you mean in general or in potential?
that Malchut sees an adornment and embellishment.
Yeah, it just sees it as an embellishment. Yes.
Rav, עדיין, התשובות פה בעין ח' ופ' ב'.
The answers here, if I understand correctly what Baal Sulam writes, he says that the restriction wasn't because of the disparity of form, that
just an embellishment, because of the embellishment. Yes.
Okay, so nevertheless, the embellishment isn't clear because he says it's not because of disparity of form, but rather because of embellishment. So what is the embellishment?
Embellishment is something that is external, the external difference between Malchut and the Creator. Malchut receives and the Creator is the giver, even though the difference between the giver and the receiver has not yet been revealed.
So the disparity of form is not revealed.
Yes.
PT 31.
How can the guest appreciate the attitude of the host towards him and then be ashamed?
He starts to feel the will to receive within him, and out of the will to receive within him, he feels that he is standing opposite the giver. This is what we can say, all in all. We were talking about the stadium and so you don't understand that it's not so realistic. Well, somehow we need to depict it to ourselves. That's it. But later on, when you start correcting your vessel so that you will give a receiver and a giver, you'll start from both of them, you'll then start to discuss and to understand, and maybe it will become tangible. What does it mean, the host and the guest? But in the meantime, you don't have it. This is why I don't want to delay here so much. We don't have such discernments in us, so that we can talk about what is happening in Malchut of Ein Sof. Next.
Okay, question 83. Why did the light depart from all the discernments during the Tzimtzum? Answer. Because there is no partial in spirituality.
Yes, in spirituality, if there is a decision, it has to be a final decision about everything. The same situation should include everything. It's not like these wise guys we had here that said, oh, but I think that later on in a few actions from now, I'm going to reach something. You can't think a few actions ahead. Also, we, if you want to reach spirituality, whatever you have before you, you have to be there with an absolute decision to say, this is what I want, and that's it. I'm better off dead than alive. About what? About that little degree you have before you? Yes, just that. That's it. Then you acquire it. Only in such a way.
Yes, 84. Why weren't the four discernments mentioned as 4 degrees, one below the other, during the restriction and before the appearance of the line, the kav? Again, 84. Why weren't the four discernments mentioned as 4 degrees, one below the other, during the restriction and before the appearance of the line?
And the answer?
Answer, 84. Before the illumination of the line, the fourth discernment did not regard herself as coarse and lowly. For that reason, there is no issue of the impact she has upon the degrees.
Okay.
Ashdod 10. Toda Rabba Rab.
Thank you very much, Rav. Regarding the embellishment, I wanted to see if I understand it. The embellishment also came because of the shame, but also because of the desire to be independent, or more because of the desire to be independent. Is that true?
You can say whatever you want. I don't understand anything about this. I don't understand what it says about Ein Sof. You can add to it as much as you want, but you need to be a bit more realistic. You're talking about a state that we can never, well, at least for the meantime, we cannot imagine this to ourselves. Why should I philosophize about it? It's enough if we just take the few things that we can say and determine that this is how it is in Ein Sof. He writes it, Bala Sulam. Not that I understand it or I feel it. That's it. So,
yes, but I wanted to ask about, well, he had, it had a desire, Malchut had the desire to be independent, to perform this equivalence of form, the desire not to receive.
The desire not to receive, the desire for equivalence of form, the desire to be independent. There's a big difference between all of these desires. This is why I'm saying, settle for what he says. It's a very high place that, you know, so that we can, whatever we can discuss about it. I mean, philosophize if you want, but I have no answer here. Only what Bala Sulam says. And I'm telling you this out of a lot of experience in teaching and hearing all of these questions and answers.
Read the questions and the answers several times. You'll understand what you understand. In 6 months to a year, you'll repeat it and you'll see this place is too high that we can, with our lack of understanding in the tiniest degree in spirituality, talk about the highest degree in spirituality. Just imagine a baby that wants to discuss the highest matters in life. Now, how can it be? Not that I don't want you to talk about it or think about it, but I want to imprint in you this discernment that Malchut of Ein Sof is infinite, without end.
Okay. Question 85. Why did Bchina Dalet not become coarser immediately at the restriction of the light, and all the four Bchinot remain equal? Again, why did Bchina Dalet not become coarser immediately with the restriction of the light, and all the four Bchinot remained equal? The answer to 85 is because the restriction, the Tzimtzum, did not occur due to a disparity of form.
That's why there's no difference between these four discernments and Malchut of Ein Sof, the general one. It was one quality.
Question 86, which Bchina remains empty of light? Which Bchina remains empty of light? And the answer is only Bchina Dalet.
Mm-hmm.
87. When will Bchina Dalet 2 be filled with light? With the upper light. When will Bchina Dalet 2 be filled with the upper light? And the answer is when the vessels of reception acquire the form of bestowal.
Sì, Rab, qui ci sono due cose opposte, come nord e sud. Cos'è che li lega?
There are two opposite things here, like north and south. What's the connection between them? Where do they meet?
In the middle line. There's no other place of connection. They don't meet anywhere in the middle line. There's a creator, there's a created being, and only the middle line between them is when the created being will resemble the creator. In that middle line, there is no creator, there's no created being, but only the connection between them. Kiev 2.
Дорогой Раф, по поводу того, что частичное не имеет места в духовном. Вот когда мы делаем действие духовное, соединяемся с товарищами в десятке, вот как мы можем применить это правило?
Какое?
Частичное не имеет места в духовном. Вот то, что мы...
When it comes to a place where there's spirituality in...
Meaning... The extent my desires will not be aimed all at one goal, I will not be able to rise to that goal. There's no partial thing in spirituality. I can't say that I want 20% spirituality, 20%, and it's enough for me to rise. No, I have to want it 100% to be in spirituality, and then I rise.
What does it mean to be 100%?
All the desires that appear in me, I want to be the bestower in them, or connected with the friends. Moscow 4.
Раф, в 86-м вопросе в ответе было, что только четвертая стадия была опустошена от света. А в 83-м написано, что свет ушел.
In 86 it was that only Prinadalit was empty of light, and in 83 where the light departed from all the four Prinat.
The restriction was applied to all the degrees, and the light departed from all the Prinat of Malchut of Ein Sof. Although the restriction itself was felt only in Prinadalit. Only in Prinat Dalet. Read again the question and answer on that, and you'll see.
Shela Peichet, Mau Hagorem Livriata Olamot. Mau Hagorem Livriata Olamot.
88. What causes the creation of the worlds? And the answer to that is the will that is necessarily there had a desire to embellish itself and resemble the form of the light completely. And that became the cause for the creation of the worlds.
Turkey 3.
Okay, Turkey 3.
My friend is asking, is it talking about shaping of Kli?
Of course we are talking about the establishment of the Kli, its entire creation, its Malchut of Ein Sof.
Question 89, what is the desired purpose of Torah and good deeds? The answer of 89 is to make the vessels of reception work in order to bestow.
PT19.
Thank you. The next thing I wanted to ask you is how to make the vessel of reception that's in order to bestow. All that we're reading, actually, that same mantra of repeating itself, how do we make reception to in order to bestow? So I want to ask you a question from that. How do we in our 10 that are studying the wisdom of Kabbalah, meaning the study of 10 Sefirot, how do we practically manage to, in the study of 10 Sefirot, how do we make it so our wisdom will be more than our deeds? After all, we're using our minds all the time, and we're not doing other things.
Don't activate your brain, activate the action. Connection in the 10. With as little intellect and more actions.
You're saying connection for the 10. What, I don't understand.
You don't need to understand. From your actions, we shall know you. Your actions.
What are the deeds I need to do in the 10?
Connection. Connection.
You're saying that again. What's that connection thing?
Connection. Chibur. Simply chibur.
What, do I hug him?
No, Rabash writes how to do it.
What do I need to do? In Tzimtzum, what?
Come close to the friends as much as possible to be in their place. To warm them up towards one goal, and so on and so forth. I'm going to give you these exercises like a kindergarten teacher.
No, not a kindergarten teacher. Just how do you get practically to this?
I explain it to you practically and you don't want to hear it. Continue.
Question number 90, what is the power of the disclosure of the holy names? Answer, their power is specifically to turn the form of reception into bestowal.
Hala.
Shela Tzadi Aleph,
איך מתגלים השמות הקדושים?
91. Why do the holy names reveal?
על ידי האמר...
Answer 91. By laboring in Torah and good deeds.
By our exertion, we discover the upper light, entering our desire, and twisting our desire. The desire changes and the light fills it to the extent that the desire changes according to the light. And then the light that changes the desire and the desire that acquire the form of the light, together they are called the holy names. Because the light begins to shine, and the vessel begins to shine like the light, and then we can discover what kind of light exists in the kli. Otherwise we can't tell who is it, what is it. Rather, according to the changes in the kli, we can say if this light is in it or this light or the other. This is called the holy names. Holy is the light and the name is the kli. The kli reveals the light.
שאלה צדי בית, מהו גמר התיקון?
Question 92. What is Gemar Tikkun, the end of correction? Answer 92. The turning of the form of reception into the form of bestowal.
That's what we need to do, that's what we need to reach.
שאלה צדי גימל, מהו השורש של הקלקולים כולם?
Question 93. What is the root of every corruption? What is the root of every corruption? Answer. The disparity of form of the will to receive from the emanator.
This is the reason for all the corruptions, all the problems and the troubles. The disparity of form between us, between our nature and the Creator's.
Okay,
I see that it's boring to our friends. Maybe we should let go of it. And go to the next part of the lesson.
And before that, we'll sing a song.
Cuanto al corazón le gusta acaparar sobre su cuerpo animal. No se puede ir de este mundo así, pues toda su pasión está en él. Si el corazón elige a la divinidad, junto al grupo llega la amistad, entonces podrá del exilio salir y lo que oculto está revelará. Shealev machlit sherotze elokut derech mutza megale chavarut v'sham hu yotze mitoch hagalut v'hofech et hanistar lagalui. חפץ תמיד לממש את הרצונות, למלא את כל הגחמות. כך ברא אותנו הטבע עם כל הרצונות והתכונות. ציל קורתון אל דיקיה לדיבינידה, חונטו על גרופו יקל המסדה, אנטונסס פודרה ללקסיליו סליר y lo que oculto está revelará. Shehalev machlit sherotze elokut derech mutza megale chavarut v'sham hu yotze mitoch hagalut v'hofech et hanistar lagalui. Lelo 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 la lelo 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 la lelo 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 lel entonces podrá del exilio salir y lo que oculto está revelará. Shealef machlit sherotze elokut junto al grupo llega la amistad de shamu yotze del exilio salir de ofejetan y sal la galut.